This tape number two on May 16th, 95. Thank you, Commander.
What you better be doing, however, is working toward that day when there won't be any help. Because they're working toward that day when they can cut it off and you won't know what to do. Then you have become, in truth, the lockdown slave. Use the tools as long as you can, but never stop building. Let these things of the system help you achieve out here so that you are capable. If that happens, fine. It was really nice to have that help up until today. I've been able to put aside a little, get a little education, get a little whatever is supplied by this system. But don't go take advantage of more brainwashing unless you want to learn a trade out of that. The mind will do whatever it is told to do. And then, if you have fed the wrong stuff into it, you're going to spend the other half of your life trying to get it out of there. If you can keep your level thought processes, your thought forms focused on God and higher cause, you're going to be working diligently every moment of your life to evolve above the system, if nothing else. And it's easy to say, be on the welfare rolls and listen to the preacher say, rapture. Hot dog, I don't even have to take responsibility not only for my life, but for my death. And if it doesn't work, that will just leave those suckers down there to bury me. Well, you suckers down here left to bury them better realize that when you have that much dead meat in an ocean along the shoreline, it is going to be contaminated. And it's going to be something when the plagues infecting the bodies begin to break loose. And when you become an island, you have to understand that all of the serpents that can live upon the land, all of those life forms that live in the sea are going to be headed for the land. And you will find that there is not one viper that does not live equally well and swim beautifully in the sea. And he's going to head for land. And all of the colloid silver is not going to do a thing except maybe isolate a secondary infection from the bite if you live long enough. Well, I'm not making it very pretty. Well, I look at your world and it's not very pretty. You have the most beautiful setting of anything in the cosmos. And this spring, in your area, you have the most beautiful gifts of all. The spring flowers. For every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows and maybe some extras. But this spring is not very good in Texas. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing to demoralize you, to terrify you, and to render yourself helpless. And I say render yourself helpless because they cannot render you helpless. Only you can do that. Only you can do that through your acceptance of the sentence. And yet some things just are. And it's better if you can pull attention away from those things. If they distress you, pull it away. All the focus in the world that is not changing it is only binding you down. Let it go. And you might be surprised. It may go away. Whatever that thing is. The moment you take it out of your mind focus, it has no power. You have assumed power over it. And it all has to come from the mind. We can dump silver colloid on you until you turn into a brick of silver. And you won't have an infection, but you won't be very healthy either. You must use the tools, but you must not make the tool the object. And this is what happens. Ones limit their perception to self. Well, I don't know how to get outside myself. I am here. I am all there is to me. I'd be very happy not to be personalizing everything. But I'm continually reminded every moment of my involvement, of my responsibility. I'm sick of it. I would be happy to be totally impersonal and sit on the mountain and watch it go by. Well, then why aren't you doing that? Well, because I can't even find a free piece of mountain. Oh, have you ascended to the point where you don't need to eat? Well, no, I would come down to eat. Where are you going to eat? Well, somebody will give me something. God will provide. I love that one. God will provide. After all, He gave the lilies beauty and clothing and the birds feathers and food. Well, at least they have to go pick it up and they have to learn to be good con people with you people. They've got it made at Eckers. And I notice a lot of you falling into their little panhandler traps. Outsmarted by a bunch of hummingbirds. And they have little teeny brains. But they give you something, don't they? They give you a reason for being. You can respect the wonderment of a little life that can be a hummingbird. That is really something. From the minus nothing to this incredible little creature. They give you a reason for having a goal. And you will find you cannot sit on your mountaintop and vegetate. Because you have not created yet your fullness of capability. And when you have, you don't need to longer be in this restraint position anyway, so you're gone. When your consciousness no longer dwells in this consciousness, you're gone. And this is the hard part for you ones who have made agreements to be and serve. At some level, you know you can take off and be out of this. But for the same reason, you know, you knew you made an agreement that you wouldn't do that because there's a bigger picture here. Well, I don't want to go hang on a cross. Then don't do it. That's been done. Whether the participants liked it or not, it was already done. You don't need to do that again, do you? Didn't work. What did it do? Well, He gave His life, this only begotten Son of God. You even give away your heritage, and it just ticks me off. The only... You don't even translate right. He could only have been begotten by God, which means a fragment, a reference. And he was nothing but a messenger. Just like you. Oh no, he was special. And what's wrong with you? Well, but he agreed to come down and be. Come down from where? Come down. It's like the hypnotist lingo. I'm going to put you under. Under what? Under what? I ain't going to go under anything. I may walk with you into something.
Hello. Thank you.
Stop these things. In the same line of hypnotherapy, you're not ever unconscious. That is a term that every therapist ought to get out of their vocabulary along with under. Let's go look into. Let's move into a state where we can look at our subconscious. Unconscious means a total lack of consciousness. You certainly are not into a state of unconsciousness when you move into your subconscious. You're more alert. It's a place you choose to be. You are not out of control unless you give your control over to somebody else. And that's what the world has done. I put you into office, President Clinton, to look after me. Well, he's doing it. Well, but I didn't mean... Oh, what did you mean? Well, I thought I would get a lot and you'd get rid of all those who were taking anything I had from me. Oh, ho, ho. Only to find the one you gave your power to is the one taking it all away from you. And then we have the audacity to blame him. Come off it. How can you blame him for his criminal ways when you put him there? With his criminal ways. Well, I didn't know. Well, then why don't you find out? That's why we talk about knowing. If you knew now what you knew then, would you still have put him into office? Well, I didn't have anybody else to vote for, so I had, well. And I have to be a responsible citizen. I had to vote for somebody. It doesn't matter. You got the same thing regardless of who. Whoever is in power is the bad guy. Except where you take up with the Bushes. And one such as that, they are the ones that are the next step to the power machine. You have God pulling strings and you have Satan pulling strings. Let's just layer it out there. Now, who do you want to pull your strings? Don't want anybody, and I'm going to get my gun and I'm going to make sure nobody pulls my strings. Do you know how to operate your own machinery? Well, no. Well, no, I don't. But I'm not going to allow somebody else to operate my machinery. No more string pulling. What are you going to do? Well, I don't know, but I'm going to do something about this. Somebody's got to do something about this. There ought to be a law. Oh, well, let's make some more laws. Only you don't have to bother with making them. They're making them all around, right in Washington as we speak, to protect you. You've had them protect you right into a national emergency, so that now they can set aside your Bill of Rights in addition to your Constitution. Do we just ignore it and it will go away?
Oh, DJ keeps hanging up on him.
Is the fax hooked back on?
No, it's not.
Let's do it.
Commander?
Yes.
Last week, they had a CNN poll asking people if they would be willing to give up some of their constitutional rights to feel safe and secure. And according to their poll, 29% of the people said yes. So it's interesting conditioning that they're putting those kinds of poll questions out for people to see.
Well, hey, if someone says, I'm going to break your arm with this, or I'm going to break your arm with that, now which do you prefer? You see, you have a democratic possibility here. But either way, you're going to get your arm broken.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you want us to have control over blowing up your building? Or do you want us to protect your building? You're going to vote for protection. And that's what people are voting for. They've already relinquished their power. Now they want something back for what they thought they were relinquishing. Only to find it is the big bad wolf that they've been paying off. It's no different than the mafia thugs. And I don't have to say something about, what do they call them, black-booted thugs or Nazi thugs or whatever is all the news.
Jackbooted.
Well, look at your ATF guys. Look at their uniform. Jack boots, Nazi helmets, black clothes, masks. But you mustn't call them that. That's the no-no. And because you called them that, we're going to come shoot you. Well, after a while, it is called intelligence. Unless this is truly a death wish, which you are going to have to face, it is. You don't need Charlie Bronson to come and tell you you are living under a death wish. You will not stop until Armageddon gets you in all its heinous form. And right up to the end, you'll say it's God's will. While you finally wake up on the other side, unable to change it. And oops, it was my fault. Come here, God. I want to talk to you about this being my fault. And God may very well say, I sent you a life ring, a lifeboat, a helicopter. What did it take? Well, I didn't take any of them. Well, if you're tired of swimming, maybe we can get on with building some kind of a program that allows survival. And it's time to move to that alert status. Not to spread the world with our wonderful invention, which will only get you closed down with what you need. But let's look at what we have. Some of you came here to have a paper because it was already started. Eckers didn't come here to have a paper. They didn't come here to write. They didn't come here to talk to me. They came here to retire. Isn't that a laugh?
They're really retired.
One retread after another, that's the only retiring you get around here. And maybe we can make tires out of spelt hulls. We haven't tried it, now have we?
Nope.
They're tough little suckers. Mix that in with a little rubber base, and we've got neoprene spelt hull tires. Only problem is, I don't know if we can grow enough spelt this year to get it done. Once again, to supply the world. We're not here to save the world. We're here to save each of you. But you have to help. Well, I don't know how to help. I know you don't. I know you don't. And this, in many instances, is going to be the last place you want to be. The very last place you want to be. And it's not because of the enemy, it's because of what's going to happen. You can laugh about the soothsayers and the doomsday placard bearers. But God does not go without sending you the word. So your biggest problem is sorting. Who do I listen to? Well, I'm not going to listen to Scallion because by his own references, he's only 89% right. Well, it might not be so bad to go with someone who's 89% right when the other 11% hadn't happened yet. You don't know if he's wrong. Well, it didn't happen on the day he said. Well, I'd really be nervous if I were you guys after that date. I'd quiver every time I went over the fault line down near Palm Springs. I'll tell you for real. Because when that baby breaks loose, it is going to be something. And it's already past its deadline date by the geologist's calculations. It is completely surrounded by broken faults, in constant motion, and you're going to end up with an 8.9, 9.5, maybe even over a 10 in Palm Springs. It is going to be so deep, somewhere maybe 300 miles down. So it is going to probably take out Los Angeles just by its impact. We're not even talking about the big one yet. But thank God it didn't happen on the day the geologist said it would. Much less when Scallion thought it might. Anybody with any sense is going to give you large windows of time. And I love it. Now they're telling you that they have earthquake warning, possibly. At least 10 seconds before an earthquake, you get a, I don't remember what they call it, a twitch.
Kind of like a tickle before a cough?
Exactly. And let's see what all we can do in 10 seconds. And they look at their watch. Well, we could run to the door frame.
You'd guess your... Something. Bend over and kiss your assets.
Isn't it wonderful, this warning system? And so we get this. Well, you tell us then. Well, why would I tell you? You haven't done anything about it when they told you. Is it going to make a difference if I tell you, hey, tomorrow morning at 10:30, it's going to happen? Do you know that you would wait until 10:29 to do anything? And you may as well wait for the twitch. But if it doesn't happen, well, nothing ever happens. And that's why I give Ron Jackson the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he says a lot of things that he believes. I don't care what he was. I don't care if he could or could not do it. I intend to go with someone who will do it. And I intend to make it so embarrassing. Yeah. If you don't do it, you have now put yourself up as a real showpiece. You better do something. Because it's time to do something or get off that pot. And if you don't learn anything other than to quit crying wolf, you've learned something. And all the rest have learned too. That, well, I guess I'm just not going to be able to depend possibly on anybody to come and save me. God always leaves a carrot out there. Why? Because God knows without the carrot, you wouldn't go. Dorma has to think back, you know, for 10 years. All she's had is a carrot. And if one falls away, well, God always gives me another carrot to run after. Well, fortunately, they've learned that you don't just wait for the carrot to get in your mouth. But it sure will be a nice plum when you get that carrot, won't it?
It won't be a carrot anymore?
It'll be a plum.
You won't need
Alchemist.
It.
Alchemist. How do you change a character? What?
And speaking of alchemy, all the while you're not paying attention, we're going to bring in the machinery that produces the alchemy. You don't even know what you're looking at every day of your life. The greatest alchemy machine that was ever put on the face of anywhere, any earth, any time, is a human body. Any living body, any tree, any plant is absolutely incredible. A plant sops up minerals and turns it into something you can use. You bring it into your body, and your body, through its processing, turns it into things that are amazing. You just get mad if something goes wrong with one little part. You forget to honor all of the things that allow you, even when that part fails, to pick up and allow you to move on in spite of that broken part. Your teeth all fall out, you're just mad because God doesn't let you grow another set. Well, you had two. What the hell's the matter with you? Why'd you ruin the ones you had? Well, I like sugar better than I like vinegar. Yeah, but vinegar cleans off your teeth and doesn't let them rot. Yeah, well, it's the government's fault. Always it's the government's fault. Demineralized your food? What makes you choose potato chips over whole grain biscuit? Well, it's all in the mind, so I'm going to make that potato chip just as nutritious as that biscuit. Want to bet? God doesn't give you brains for that sort of thing. Well, then let's just alchemize a little bit of gold. right in front of your eyes, it happens. You can tell by the purple. Every element has a color, energy. And colloidal silver puts off a golden yellow. Not a lemon yellow. You know they put food color, Easter egg dyes. Easter bunny. Easter bunny magic in your colloidal silver. And the color comes from within, reflected out, if you really look at it. Well, how can something silver turn into something golden yellow? Because it is the color of its energy tone. What color is gold, then? The color of Aurelius, violet. So as it comes off, you can see it coming off in a golden fluff, stream. But left to sit, a little bit of gold will transform the entire yellow container into purple. Especially if it is electrified at the frequency of gold. It won't do it otherwise. You add platinum, you're going to get another color. We're not going to deal with platinum yet. But if we need to, we will. And it will pass through an aqua, from a cobalt blue into an aqua green. And you'll move right on up into what we will call the muddy colors. And then past platinum, you're going to start moving into the dying elements. So you're going to have some really interesting colors. But these are damaging rays. You are playing with the substance of life. You are creating the very substance of life in a little bottle. And it will save your life. Well, sir, it's just because you know that this frequency will knock out a titanium molecule holding a viral cap on. Then why don't you know it? You know it now. So why don't you do something to knock out that titanium? Well, I don't know what. Then get informed. Oh, well, but sir, you know. Yeah, and so did Germaine. And Germaine told you. Oh, well, he must have told, and that must have been in the power of light that we can't have. Yeah, well, there's some books out there. How come you don't have them? There's only one restriction. Dorma and EJ cannot do anything with those books. And neither can I. Because I get them in trouble. Creature wrote and said, when are you going to show us Astley's work? And if we can keep the paper in press, I think maybe I'll start doing that. What he would like is to run Astley's drawing versus Russell's. I can't run Russell's. So we're going to have to run Russell's through Astley's in a revised form, aren't we? Does that make Russell's work any less important? No. And I want to tell you something else. Really bad. Really, really, really bad. Comte Germain was a Mason. He was as vile a Freemason as anybody you ever worked with or heard about. Well, then maybe we can't believe him anyway. No, he was just like the rest of you. You do whatever you do, and whatever you're doing it in, and it seemed like the thing to do. Get some control, and you can set the stage, and you can control the stage. Ah, but you can't, can you? Because you bring in other energies. And let us say you were going to structure this in goodness, and you couldn't set this up without the government coming in and killing you. So you'll do it in secret, underground, little societies. And pretty soon we'll have a little ritual to start our little meeting. We'll do the pipe. We'll give this some sacred stuff, and we'll sit around and we'll do this to all get in the right mood. That should not be giving this the honor of being sacred, except that you treat it sacredly. Well, Mr. Germain goes along through, and he's going to run things. And after all, in some of his other times through, he doesn't understand what you don't understand. Interestingly enough, Sai Baba understands it. Babaji showed Baba how to do it. You create enough energy in your hand, you can create gold out of the atmosphere. You'll just pull it together. And if you're really on the ball, you can make a ring out of it. It will manifest right in your hand. Therefore, comes back to the original idea that the overall is controlled and only needs one person to understand and know his power within God. But everybody knows the shortcomings within self and knows they are not qualified. So you come back and you think, I'll get a little more qualified this time. And I'll see if I can accept this power that I know I have. But you don't. And some of you who know better agree not to do it. Germain was a master alchemist. Oh, well, that sets him aside in a whole nother world. BS it does. You're doing it in a bottle. Well, yeah, but I'm not producing anything I can take down to the corner store and sell as a lump of gold. Is that lump of gold more important than life? You see, you come against a choice. And the choices are going to get even more interesting. Because you're going to be presented with a way to flame off things. And you see, one's gold nuts trying to get something that may approach Hudson's monoatomic gold. I said it would be nice to have some. We could just sprinkle it in rather than having to create it. And all of you would understand it better. It would be good for him to understand it. So we have to create a catalytic reaction that brings you around to monoatomic gold and silver. And those two then will merge in the right set of circumstances, and you have a brand new element you don't even have named. And we're producing it up there. And the house hasn't blown up, but neither am I going to tell you how it's done. And you can't do anything about any of it in the frequency you have to have, ultimately, without the Driyas. And all it appears you have is a bucket of water. So give them the water when they come. What you don't know to blab can only help you. On the other hand, this is a way little secret organizations get started. And I'll let you into my secret organization if you'll give me 10% of your income. How about that? I'll let you into the temple and then we'll purify you. You pull off all your clothes and do a three-legged dance around the campfire, and then I will let you into the inner sanctum to see my process. But put on your purple robe, because I don't want any cross-color contamination. And then I want you to bow three times at the door. And then I want you to say an oath on my sacred pipe. This one. Not just any pipe, but this one. And for that I may charge you another 10%. And if you don't have it, bring your credit card, because I will also offer you usury. I will let you in if you pay me in installment payments, but I get to charge you another 10%. Do you see how it starts? And then somebody comes along and says, oh, I can make it even worse. Give me 10 drops of your blood, and I'll let you in. And we'll become blood brothers. And take an oath. And in the Masonic creed, if I tell, you may cut my throat from ear to ear. That is a Masonic oath. Well, if you really believe that, you're not going to do a lot of blabbling, are you? And there's some that are going to come cut your throat. And pretty soon, it just goes, and it goes, and it goes. And Satan loves it, boy. We'll just, you know, we'll make it even better. Get your bathtub full of blood and take a bath in it. That'll fix it. That gives you power. Until pretty soon the whole world is crazy. And you've given away all of your power. Don't give away your power. And don't think that some miraculous, marvelous thing is happening just because the scientists don't even understand what you might be doing. You're not setting yourself up as a scientist above and beyond all things. You use intelligence, not fear. You're going to be up against the plagues. Your enemy of life plans on depopulating the planet. Well, why don't I stop him? You are the army of God. Well, God doesn't use those kind of weapons. And I don't need a gun. I've got a mind. You don't need a gun. You should have a mind. You have one. All we have to do is use it. Well, I just don't know how I'm going to build my army with just my mind. That's because you don't need an army. You need to learn to alchemize elements into gold.
Excuse me, let me check.